This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Easter Edition. People who say such things, He is risen. Luke 24:1-12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Consider this. This is my all-time favorite sermon of all time. It happens to be the earliest sermon we have in recorded history outside of the Bible. It was proclaimed by Melito of Sardis, the Bishop of Sardis, who was a prominent leader in the second century church. He wrote this sermon around the year 167. It is the equivalent of the most spectacular theological fireworks show ever. And now, without further ado, I present to you On Pascha. This is the one who comes from heaven onto the earth for us suffering ones, and wraps himself in the suffering one through a virgin womb. And he comes as a human. He accepted the suffering of us suffering ones through suffering in a body which could suffer and set free the flesh from suffering. Through the spirit which cannot die, he slew the human slayer, death. He is the one led like a lamb and slaughtered like a sheep. He ransomed us from the worship of the world as from the land of Egypt, and he set us free from the slavery of the devil as from the hand of Pharaoh, and sealed our souls with his own spirit and the members of our body with his blood. This is the one who clad death in shame, and as Moses did to Pharaoh, made the devil grieve. This is the one who struck down lawlessness and made injustice childless, as Moses did in Egypt. This is the one who delivered us from slavery to freedom, from darkness into light, from death into life, from tyranny into an eternal kingdom, and made us a new priesthood and a people everlasting for himself. This is the Pascha of our salvation. This is the one who in many people endured many things. This is the one who was murdered in Abel, tied up in Isaac, exiled in Jacob, sold in Joseph, exposed in Moses, slaughtered in the Lamb, hunted down in David, dishonored in the prophets. This is the one made flesh in a virgin, who was hanged on a tree, who was buried in the earth, who was raised from the dead, who was exalted to the heights of heaven. This is the Lamb slain. This is the speechless Lamb. This is the one born of Mary, the fair ewe. This is the one taken from the flock and led to slaughter, who was sacrificed in the evening and buried at night, who was not broken on the tree, who was not undone in the earth, who rose from the dead and resurrected humankind from the grave below. O mystifying murder, O mystifying injustice, the master is obscured by his body exposed and is not held worthy of a veil to shield him from view. For this reason, the great lights turned away and the day was turned to darkness to hide the one denuded on the tree, obscuring not the body of the Lord, but human eyes. For when the people did not tremble, the earth shook. When the people did not fear, the heavens were afraid. When the people did not rend their garments, the angel rent his own. When the people did not lament, the Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High gave voice. Who takes issue with me? Let him stand before me. I set free the condemned. I gave life to the dead. I raise up the entombed. Who will contradict me? It is I, says the Christ. I am he who destroys death and triumphs over the enemy, and crushes Hades, and binds the strong man, and bears humanity off to the heavenly heights. It is I, says the Christ. So come, all families of people, adulterated with sin, and receive forgiveness of sins. For I am your freedom. I am the Passover of salvation. I am the Lamb slaughtered for you. I am your ransom. I am your life. I am your light. I am your salvation. I am your resurrection. I am your King. I shall raise you up by my right hand. I will lead you to the heights of heaven. There shall I show you the everlasting Father. He it is who made the heavens and the earth, and formed humanity in the beginning, who was proclaimed through the law and the prophets, who took flesh from a virgin, who was hung on a tree, who was buried in earth, who was raised from the dead and ascended to the heights of heaven, who sits at the right hand of the Father, who has the power to save all things, through whom the Father acted from the beginning and forever. This is the Alpha and Omega. This is the beginning and the incomprehensible end. This is the Christ. This is the King. This is Jesus. This is the Commander. This is the Lord. This is he who rose from the dead. This is he who sits at the right hand of the Father. He bears the Father and is born by him. To him be the glory and the might forever. Amen. People who say such things. The prayer. Father, I want to be a person who says such things. He is risen. And he is risen in me. Come, Holy Spirit, and train me to be such a person of faith. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 The question. So what are your takeaways from this People Who Say Such Things series? And don't forget, the book is available for pre-order. Would love it if you'd order a copy today, seedbed.com at our store. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.